This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, Jeff playing Journey. Was not something I had on my bingo card this morning, especially when we're welcoming in our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg, who usually gets Nipsey Hussle to bring him in. But here we are. Don't stop believing, Jeff. Don't stop. Maybe Jeff's trying to inspire the youth, the people, into some excitement that Jaden Daniels dodged a bullet, right? We know at least Jaden is... looking okay for the big picture. The big picture.
Yeah.
In just a moment, we're going to be joined by our friend Peter Rosenberg. There is a big basketball game tonight. I wonder if it's on Peter's radar as he is a Terp like me. I have a degree from both these schools. I root for Georgetown, but when they play Maryland, I root for Maryland. Pretty easy on that one. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Check out all his work with the WWE, ESPN. Peter, what's up, man? How are you?
Not great, Bob.
It's not great.
Not great. Not great. I'm hanging in. I'm doing what we're all doing, man. It was a really bad night. I don't know if you guys happened to look at my IG story that night, but I made a decision at the end of the third quarter to turn the game off, which I never do. And I was like, I had this moment. I was like, man, it's not our year. I love this team. I'm not angry. It's just I'm accepted. I'm an acceptance of what we are based on this loss. Because if you guys remember, we talked last week that I told you the importance, how much importance I placed on these Seattle games. Uh-huh. So, to not only lose, but to completely lay an egg, that was the season for me. Now, obviously, I'm still going to watch every week and you know, pay attention, but, like, in earnest to me, the season was over. And I said, I'm a 46-year-old man. I have a beautiful daughter. It's a Sunday night. I have a long-ass week. They are showing me nothing. I'm turning the game off at the end of the third quarter. I'm going to get in bed and watch a show that might make me happy. And I got in bed, and 10 minutes later, I look at my phone, and I just have mad texts. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The texts were so bad, guys, that when I turned on the TV and I saw him walking off holding his arm, it was actually not as bad as the texts were. Because I guess in live time, it really felt like the worst thing ever, and I see why. But then when I watched it, I went, all right, well, it's his off arm. It's his non-throwing arm. He's walking off the field. He's going to be okay. But it was, to me, just a sign that, man, this season, step back. This was more than a step back. This was a wake-up call that last year the quarterback managed to will them with great play and good luck probably further than they deserve to go because they are not ready to be anywhere.
Yeah. It's remarkable how poor this year has gone, and you can't ignore the injuries as a major part of it. But I mean, even Jaden. Peter's getting on the subway. I'm gonna throw him on hold for a second. Jeff, check what that noise is. You know, I know there was a lot of talk about Kurt Warner had a film breakdown of Jaden earlier this week, I think, and said it's remarkable to see kind of the level of play slip back. I think the biggest discussion as we move forward here, Peter, is what should they do with Jaden? I don't know if you've seen the news today, but
I did. I saw the rap report.
So the reports are Jaden's arm is relatively okay. He needs a couple of weeks rest to heal it up, but after the bye week, they have a decision to make there. Are you prepared now to say, all right, this is what they have to do one way or the other? Or do you want to see how these next couple games go?
I think that I have two things to say on this. Let me answer your first question, and don't let me forget the next one because it's important. Okay. But so the first question, because, B. Mitch could probably speak to this much more than you or I can. These guys, they don't just go throwing away seasons. You know what I mean? So it's a lot easier for us to be like, shut it down. It's right. over. That's how I feel. I don't want to see him near the field. Mm-hmm. But I know that these guys got here for a reason, and they're competitors, and they want to, if they have a chance to play, they want to play. So my feeling is, if they didn't put him on IR, so that decision's already been made. I would have put him on IR. They didn't do that. So if he's not on IR, you watch how the Detroit game goes. They somehow look like a whole new team. Joe Witt is on the sideline. Look at us. They get to 4-6. Then they come out of the bye. They win again. They get to 5-6. If all of a sudden something crazy happens where they start making it a season, and now several weeks have passed, and he feels really good, and they look like a better football team, well, then you can have a conversation. But right now, where they are in the standings, combined with how they're playing, why would we want to have him out on the field? You could argue, guys, that arm injury might have been a gift from God to get him out without any major damage, mm-hmm. because he would have been running for his life, B. Mitch, for the next 8 games, and it could have been something worse, like a knee or his throwing arm.
Yeah, I agree with you that, like what you said, players see it differently than most people. But I just feel going forward, I don't care if it's Jaden or Marcus. Something has to change in the game plan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And the protection.
Yep.
It just has to. I know we sit up here, and I know everybody is so heavily on Witt. The other side hadn't been spectacular either. So
no, they
have correction there as well.
And you know, the injuries are bad, JP, like you said. But let's be honest, and I know this is trite at this point. Injuries are bad for everyone. Now, the Commanders have been unusually bad. I mean, up and down the field, people out for the season, both sides of the ball. It's been really an ugly one.
Totally.
And I will say the offense is double screwed in the sense that the receivers being hurt has been brutal, and what a terrible look it's been for Terry to come out of the contract, and it's been this year. It's terrible. And then also with Jaden being on and off the field, they've built nothing. There's been no momentum built by this team whatsoever.
Overall, for the entire organization, the momentum's gone backwards. I don't know what you call that. Demomentum, regression, whatever you want to call it. That's what's happened. Like, they had so much positive energy going forward last year.
Totally.
And it is completely gone the opposite way.
Like, isn't it possible, though, that they did what teams do sometimes? You get to a championship game, and you think you're right there.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got to do a tiny bit, and we're there. Instead of being like, wait, no. That's not really what happened. Yeah. What really happened was we found the quarterback. We caught some really lucky breaks. Our offense was good. And a defense, which has not been great the last couple of years, did enough down the stretch. And it tricked them into thinking we were right there. And I think as a result, Adam Peters, there's no way to look at it, ended up having a bad offseason. There's no way to look at it differently. They don't have enough.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. And everybody felt that way. Every fan felt that way, too. And if they had come out this offseason and said, you know what, we're not trying to go for it, we're still building, people would have ran them out of town. But they did exactly what the fan base wanted. And now this is what you get when you haven't fully built something. You know what I mean?
They also missed. Like,
they missed, but the ultimate thing is, Jay, they tried. They tried to do it in a way where everybody thought, went to the NFC Championship game, you're going to automatically be in the championship game or the Super Bowl next year. So they went with that mindset. If they had come out and say they wasn't doing that, they would have been laughed at and been ridiculed.
Of the trades, right, the trades were the big moves this offseason. Tunsil's a hit. Now you got to figure out to pay him, but that's a player that helps you, right? That you acquired a really good left tackle that's really important. Debo, I think, has been a hit. It also cost you a fifth.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a part of the long-term plan, but I got no beef with either of those trades. The Lattimore trade was a mistake.
That was a mistake the year before.
And now he's going to be gone, and that cost you real draft capital, and you had to deal with that. I think the bigger issues are they weren't aggressive in free agency particularly, and maybe you shouldn't be. I think there's a real debate about that. Generally, in free agency, you overpay. And usually free agency hits like a sugar high. Like it hits immediately and there's some good to it, but then down the road, your cap's kind of screwed, and generally you're getting guys on a second or third contract. Like it hit right now for New England. They spent a ton of money. I'm curious what that looks like in 2 years.
Yeah.
That said, Josh Sweat is playing for a bad Cardinals team and I think has 9 sacks already.
Yeah, like, but Sweat's been really good. A lot of people were saying not to get Sweat here. When it was happening. So we can't have revisionist history.
I think the bigger problem has been draft picks not developing, has been young guys that you thought were really good players. Yo, I thought Quan and Mikey were fantastic last year.
Yeah.
You can't say that this year. Like the development of players, if I have to track one big concern that is not injury related, right, it's the development of players. And I think that is where you see momentum stalling.
But isn't that also where potentially you do go back to Joe Witt? Like, are those players going backwards, or is something wrong?
That's a fair question.
I think Mikey's situation is totally different than what Quan's is. Mikey went from being a outside receiver who has a sideline to help him to a corner to an inside guy. Where when you are that, people always look at the slot corner as the third corner. That slot corner might be the best overall athlete on your football field. Because he got to cover guys that goes both ways, and normally those guys in the slot are shifty as hell. So we automatically assume he was going to just take a next step, but he changed the position. And I can understand why he may be stagnant or take a step back.
The Quan thing's been a surprise.
Yeah,
because Quan, not a pleasant surprise.
He was in the game against the Chargers. Quan made the play happen.
Sure.
You know, and then all of a sudden the rest of the time – but I don't know. Like the one when he got ran into by Lattimore, that ain't Quan's fault.
No.
And Trey has been up and down too.
He's been the best. I mean, of the secondary, I think Amos has been the best.
Now, well, I think you definitely think you have something with him for sure. I just have had – there have been games when it's not – just hasn't felt even to me the whole time.
There's problems, dude. Hey, are you going to watch Terps Hoyas tonight?
Am I going to watch what tonight?
Terps Hoyas.
Oh, no, I didn't even realize. Oh, you know what? I saw that yesterday when I was scrolling through sports on my guide. So I guess that may sound like, no, it's not top of my mind, Terps Hoyas. But that is fun. Are the Hoyas supposed to be anything this year?
I don't think so, because Maryland apparently is favored by 7, which gives me great pause. But
yeah, and Maryland early in a season, you know, Maryland is often good for a nameless loss early in the year. So by the time you get into the real season, you're like, why do they have 3 losses already? Oh, because they lost to Eastern Maryland, which I didn't know was a school.
I could see them beating Georgetown and then losing to like Mount St. Mary's in 2 weeks.
So, no, it's not high on my list, but I am hanging out with my friend Chauncey. We did go to Maryland together, so maybe we'll throw it on. But by the way, before we wrap here, I don't want to lose my last point on the Commies.
Okay. We got a break soon, but go.
Yeah, thank you. Here it is. The people who were saying that Jaden's injury prone, now when you see that actually nothing bad happened, he didn't injure even a ligament or break anything, is it maybe the opposite, that he's not injury prone? He's actually getting tossed around like a rag doll and has a kind of amenable body that manages to not get super injured. Is that on the table?
It's a good point. The word we came up with was malleable. The dude is so bendy and flexible that maybe he's able to take these monster. Like, that looked like he was out for a year when he went down against Seattle.
People were texting me like my dog died. They acted like he was dead, and I get it because the visual's terrifying. My wife cried, and frankly, he could probably play this weekend if he wanted to. To me, that's not injury prone, guys. That's the guy who's been in a bad spot a few times this year, who's actually a tough SOB and pretty malleable, as you said it.
There you go.
Thank you, Peter. All right, appreciate
Pete,
the time,
cool, brother.
Man. Go Terps.
Later, boys. Peace.
All right,
yep.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Check him out at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, poll question. If Jaden can come back, should he? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.